Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
A very strong, emotional song that will probably feature heartbreak.
It's Patrick Foster here on behalf of Jim Linehan. I want to welcome you to this episode of Rockin' the Suburbs. We've got a submission from a listener with a suggestion for the perfect pop pantheon. And we'll be reviewing that in just one second for you folks. But first, I want to remind you that March 22nd, that's this Sunday, if you're listening when this episode is released on March 20th. Today is Friday. The 22nd is Sunday. The 22nd is the day, the last day to submit your February 2026 new music picks. I want to thank everyone who has already done so. But hey, no time like the present. Get it done this weekend. You can have your March 22nd free. Nothing to worry about. We will begin on March 23rd with new music picks from Jim Linehan. And then we will go into our listener portion. So please, if you have some February 2026 music you'd like to share with everybody else, please get that in by this Sunday. All right, folks, we had a submission from listener Paul Hayden, of course, a good friend of the podcast and an all-around good guy and a heck of a good bowler. And he suggests a song and lays out quite an elegant case for it. And I'd like to play his submission for you now and let everybody know that this song is now in the Rockin' the Suburbs Perfect Pop Pantheon. Thank you, Paul.
Hey, Rockin' the Suburbs. It's Paul Hayden calling in this time with a candidate for the Perfect Pop Pantheon. The song is Walk Away Renee by The Left Bank. It was released as a single in June of 1966 and made it all the way to number 5 on the Billboard pop charts. The lyrics were written by keyboardist Michael Brown. They were about Renee Flodden, the girlfriend of the band's bass player Tom Finn. Brown had a huge crush on Renee but could not act on it. So instead, he wrote her a song.
Walk away, Renee. You won't see me follow you back home.
fact, he wrote her two more after this. Pretty Ballerina, which was covered by John Mellencamp in 1985, and She May Call You Up Tonight, which was covered by Matthew Sweet and Susanna Hoffs on their Under the Covers Volume 1 from 2006. The song is a picture of economy. Three short verses, four choruses, one flute solo, straight out of California Dreamin', all in 2 minutes and 43 seconds. My favorite verse is the third. Your name and mine inside a heart upon a wall. Still finds a way to haunt me, though they're so small. Michael Brown wrote this when he was 16. They say the song created a new genre, Baroque pop. This was at the behest of their manager, Harry Lukofsky, a jazz violinist who also happened to be the father of Michael Brown. He wanted to inject elements of his music into the pop framework. So he added instruments such as violin, cello, and harpsichord. You can hear that sound in albums like 1968's Odyssey and Oracle by the Zombies, and in bands playing today such as Belle and Sebastian and the Decemberists. The song's been covered many times, and some notable versions are The Four Tops in 1968, which went to number 15 on the pop charts. Southside Johnny recorded his version in 1986, and Linda Ronstadt recorded it in 2006. Linda Ronstadt said of the song, "When you hear those first four notes, you know that you're headed for a very strong, emotional song that will probably feature heartbreak." My favorite version is for Villa Tango performing in Brooklyn in 2015. For the encores, they brought out Nick Lowe, and his reverent vocal performance tells me that this song means a lot to him. It's really beautiful. I hope I've provided enough information for this song, Walk Away Renee, to be inducted into the Perfect Pop Pantheon. I'm asking the nominating committee to take all the evidence under consideration and ultimately make the right decision.
That points one way, the lot we used to pass by every day. Just walk away, you won't see me following you back home. The empty sidewalks on my block are not the same. The pain that I chose to hide. Just walk away, Renee. You won't see me follow you back home. Now as the rain beats down upon my weary eyes, don't you cry.
Your name and mine inside a heart upon a wall. Still finds a way to haunt me, though they're so small.